Romans. And Bezos Hashem Halavai Vaiter. But we'll get back to this. Over the last month plus, we kind of parallel the state of the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, basically when we were all shown and exposed to a very major demonstration of Ein Oid Milvadoi. I run this world, everyone else and everything else is Potter. And Chochmas HaChachamim and Gvuras HaGiboyrim and all the thoughts that anybody has any control over anything was all Batel. And as we've been stressing, this is one of the central themes these days. One of the central themes these days is to simply experience and internalize that. The Hachna'a, the Kabbalah of Hashem Melech. And this, of course, is what was going on in Mitzrayim at the time also. And now, we move from Nisan into Iyar. And here I just want to comment in parentheses that we actually have another day of Iyar, of Nisan. It's Rosh Chodesh, but we still have another day of Nisan, it's Lamed Nisan. And we can still daven to see Kipshutai, the Kiyum of B'nisan Nigalu, B'nisan Hasidim Ligoel. We still hope that we'll see that between now and Shabbos. Let's maximize the tefillos that we still have left in Nisan. But we're on the threshold of Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar was an interesting break between Nisan and Sivan when the greatest demonstrations of Hashem Melech took place. In Mitzrayim, in Nisan, at the Yam Suf, we had the greatest demonstrations up until that point in history of Hashem Melech. And then in Sivan, it reached a much higher level, as high as it had been. It culminated in Sivan. But in Iyar, there wasn't any Gilui. In Iyar, there wasn't any Gilui. The Shemi Shmuel reads significance into this and brings out a very, very essential element of what's going on these days and the days of Sphira, which is also relevant to our state now in the world Bichla. And here we're going to go into Mazalus a little bit. He says that the Mazal of Chodesh Nisan, we all know, is Tole, it's the lamb, right? That's why Korban Pesach, etc. The Mazal of Nisan is the lamb. What is the lamb? The lamb, he says, is two things. It represents two things, which are basically the same thing, as we'll see. A, it's the flock. Masses, right? Livestock, lambs were in masses. Basically, people's bank account in those days were their sheep. Hundreds of sheep, thousands of sheep, flocks, all uniform, masses. And also, Hachna'ah, the lamb is a meek, submissive creature. Bows his head, meek, submissive. And this really reflected the reality of Chodesh Nisan. Hashem came and demonstrated to himself, I am the Baal HaBayis, everything else is nothing. And therefore, there was a reality of bitul. There was no individualism. It was just like there was Hashem and there was the rest of the world watching in awe. Who you are, who the other guy was, it all became insignificant. And the truth is, the Kli Yakar talks about this, others talk about this, that Achdus comes from a place of seeing Hashem's might. When you see Hashem's might, you feel your own insignificance. So your own egoistic agendas just fall apart and Achdus automatically takes place. So there was just a sense of oneness and which was really a result of everybody being batel. And Hachna'ah, everybody lowering their heads. And of course, this culminated in Sivan. But Iyar, something else happened. The mazel of Iyar is Shor, it's the ox. The ox, he shows how the ox represents individuality. I'm not going to get into that right now. But the ox also expresses, first of all, yes, each ox has a value in and of itself, not just as one dollar in a bank account. Each ox has might. Each ox does its plowing. And the ox, also in terms of karbonis, it represents might. It represents power. This is Chodesh Iyar. In Iyar, there's a little bit of a different theme. You were shown that Einoid Milvada. But now Hashem says, I want to see who you are. I want you to take that idea. I want you to find your place in that system of Einoid Milvada and show me what you can do and what you can be there. Let's note something very interesting. We bow our heads when we say Baruch Ata Hashem Shemone Esrei. Sorry, that was wrong. We bow when we say Baruch Ata. You say Baruch Ata, you bow with submission. And then you raise up when you say the name of Hashem. That seems paradoxical. Why should it be that way? You should be even lower when you say Hashem's name, right? You're bowing your head in submission and recognition of Hashem, right? So when you say Hashem, you should go even lower. But we say no. You bow your head in submission to Hashem, and now you understand that you are operating in that capacity as an Eved Hashem. Once you submitted yourself, you understand, I am an Eved Hashem. Now empower yourself without identity. I'm an Eved Hashem. You know what that means? I'm operating in His employ. Do you know what that means? You know what kind of power I have? You know what I can do? If I'm not just me, but I am His representative, I'm His agent. As soon as they say Hashem, ooh, my head raises high and I can actually fly now. I can fly now. I can achieve very great things. From the koyach of that submission, from the koyach of putting myself into Hashem's hands. And now, okay, Hashem, now that I'm in your employ, what do you want me to do? I can do anything. I can do anything. And this is where we go from Nisan, absolute submission. We saw who the boss is, and now Hashem is saying, okay, and now I expect you to perform for me. You expect me to perform for you? Look who I can be. Look who I can be. Look who I can be with the power of knowing that you're behind me. The power of knowing that I'm connected with you and that I'm operating off of you. And this is where we talk and move into Iyar as the ox, as the individual, as the yachid. Hashem, you wanted to take me as an Eved? I'm going to justify that. Look what kind of Eved I can be. Look what kind of Eved I can be. And here we spend, this is the essence of the days of Sfira, where we took everything we saw in Mitzrayim, we understand that we're headed for an eternal bond with Hashem at Har Sinai, and we spend these days finding our place in our system, in that system, and showing Hashem, this is what I'm going to be for you. This is what I'm going to be for you. And here we come back to the point that we said before, from Reb Tzadok. You're humble. You're humble, but understand that Hashem invested a lot of faith and belief in you. And He believes that you can achieve things that you don't believe that you can achieve. And Rabbi Leo can tell us about that. I was hearing him talk about some of the experiences in the family and the way they went through it, and that sense of, you see, that example of greatness coming from a place of, it's not us. It's not, we're not in control. And this is where we see such payers sprouting forth. This is where we see such payers sprouting forth. This is where we see Hashem and Aryeh. Listen, that's what Hashem gonna fly even further. But this is what we come back to. Hashem says, yes, that's right. I turned the world into one big mass. Everybody is batel to me. But now let's go to the next step. Now let's go to the next step. I want you to show, if I'm bringing you into my closest circle, I don't need you to be batel now. If you're batel, I don't need you at all, right? Now I want to see you operating in my employ. I want to see the greatness that you can achieve. So again, now we move into the attitude of Ashur. We move into the attitude of power, of might. We are going to achieve very great things. And here I want to come back to the situation that we're in now. We've been internalizing the hachna'a, and we're told now, okay, go ahead and achieve. All right, you know what? Okay, I'm ready to build, and I'm ready to build a worldwide yeshiva. Yeah, he had these inspiring stories about a person who built an empire of chesed, right? A person who founded one of the famous chesed organizations. All right, I'm empowered now. I'm going to go and do that. Wait. You're not supposed to be leaving your house. Stay home. No stepping out. What am I supposed to do? We're back there helpless. And you know what? Here we come back. And as I said before, I warned you already. I warned you when we spoke a month ago. I warned you that I'm going to be harping on the same things and reiterating them. So if you came back tonight, you came at your own risk. So don't have yourself to blame. But we're going to come back to what we've been discussing. You're stuck at home. But you know what? Who are you stuck with? You're stuck with your family and you're stuck with yourself. You're stuck with your family and you're stuck with yourself. And you know what? That's where Hashem wants you to build those empires. That's where Hashem wants. Don't look at things in material terms. If you look at things in material terms, you say, you know what achievement is? You know what greatness is? Greatness is something, building up something worldwide. Worldwide? What's it going to encompass already? Earth? All of Earth. Earth is a tiny little speck. I want something bigger than that. I want something bigger than that. I want Jewish neshamas. We've been talking about this now in the Maharal the last few days. I want Jewish neshamas. A Jewish neshama is something immensely greater than a universe. Don't just go for Earth now. I want something bigger than that. Show me what your own neshama can be. Show me what sort of neshamas you can build in your own home, in your own family. We're being put to the test now, Rabbi Yisai. We're being put to the test now, right? We ride with the school. And we ride with the fact that Baruch Hashem, we're out of the house a lot of the day and the family doesn't have to contend with us. And when we come home, the way we used to think is, oh boy, when I'm home with the family for an hour, look what it looks like. I have to give my doyot to Hashem and my kids aren't at my mercy all day. And you know what? Now we're here, but we would like to think, at least theoretically, that we all understand that this is really where our missions lie. And now you know what? Hashem is telling us, in a sense, it comes back to someone, I want bare bones avoided from you right now. I'm going to lock you up with your close family. But you know what? I'm going to lock you up just couples now. I'm going to lock you up with yourself. I'm going to lock you up with yourself. You're not going to have the usual crutches. The question is, what self-bodybuilding can you do now? This is relevant in so many different ways. A person who's by himself now has the leisure to just focus without the encumbrances of social life. And there's a lot to talk about. I've been hearing that we've been seeing this in our own family, hearing this from others, how being free from the big social scene has actually enabled a lot of good things to sprout forth within the family, within ourselves. Tefillah, right? Again, you're not in shul. What are you able to build up for yourself in terms of what my tefillah looks like? Yeshiva Bachram are going to be starting this man now without the very, very great crutch of the Yeshiva Bachram, of a Yeshiva. And here also is going to be the test. Hashem is saying, I just put you through an intense demonstration of how nothing all of you are. But now I want to see what sort of something you can make out of yourself. B'koiches atzmecha. You don't have many crutches available to you now. Without those crutches, work on the essence, work on yourself, work on your own feelings without the minion, without the shul, work on your learning without the yeshiva, without the mismedrash. And you know what? Work on your family without the escape of you getting out, without the escape of the kids being out. Work on your relationship, your marriage. With each other all day now. There's a lot to be accomplished. And Hashem is waiting now. Hashem said, okay, I need you all into my flock. Now I want to see some shvarim. Now I want to see some oxen. Now I want to see some individuals who are powered, who can provide me with very great things. And Hashem is saying, I have more faith in what you can achieve for me than you realize that you do. Now, Bezos Hashem, we'll see a beautiful example of this. We're going to hear the Bar Mitzvah Drasha of Rabbi Shimon Aryeh. We call him Rebbe already now. Rabbi Shimon Aryeh. And we're going to follow the Shul tradition of providing him with one of the fundamental guides of life, Mishneh Berurah. But we're going to do it according to the halachas of the way it has to be done now. So, I'll put it down here. I didn't touch it with my bare hands. And I'm going to make myself kosher to get a little closer to other people. And Shavi with Mazel Tov.
Hello, are you ready? I'm going to start off as all Bar Mitzvah boys do, and I'm going to make a siyum, okay? So, I was going to do a siyum on Brachos, but I did not know that I was going to do it tonight, so I'm going to do it on Zoran. Mishnah Zoran. So the last Mishnah in Bechoros is talking about what in Bikurim is talking about androgynous and people that are suffic boy or suffic girl. Mm-hmm. So you see that it's a, the Mishnah says Kita am eino shavel lo la nashim lo la nashim ein chayvim lo al makaso velo al kolaso. Alad da tach alach masach mikurim ve slikala masach brachos. Lad nit nashim inach masach brachos. Lad nit nashim inan la ba'am adin ve la ba'am das. Yeretam imunah adin el hirim ve'am seinu. Shadeh torah tcha emunah tcha ba'olam azeh ve te'e imanu le'ala ba. Chanina bar papa, rami bar papa, nachman bar papa, achai bar papa, abar mari bar papa, Rafram Bar Papa, Rashid Bar Papa, Surha Bar Papa, Adam Bar Papa, Daru Bar Papa. Harama Danil Hainu, Estiva, Tarasaka Befitting with PPOs, Amchabes Israel Venea, Anach Venea Kulan, Anach Tatainu, the Tatay Amchabes Israel Colonial Dishmachel of Ditarasaka. The Vita Ham Kandi Mitotaha, he may allow him. He leave it to me, Bechaka. Lamalai Lavash. Lalam Lashka Kudaha Kivam Kitani. Urkata Banam Dahu Kukaha Ben Abed Salavad. Why you want to look at the name of the name of the Santa Hal Kenny Yashay Besamina Yashay Kardas? Shadamashki Ramashki. Anuashki in Dre Torah, Behemashki in the Dream with him. I know I believe Hamamini. I know I mean the Kabim Sahar, Behemel Leaf, they never come in Sahar. I know a team, they were a team. I know a team of Hail above Hamilton. Lebar Shah, Shirama, Bata, Lahim, Toridam, Lebar Shah, and Shay Tabin, Verima, Lach, Yemehad, Lani of Tahbah, here, Tavana, Adana, Lai, Kashash, and Tani Lassam, Masaka Bikurim, Kentazani La Tril, Masakhtal, Verima Kareem, Usalam, the Mother of Nodish Royal Assault, Lakam is called Red Tamutaraha, Baba. Missus called Tanai Mamarem, Tamineha, Yamad Lazari, Shalai Mush Atara, be Zari. Zarazari Adalam with it can be bad halcha tanachat otra, but shikha ishma alecha, because he tashikha, ki vi yabunahamasipu, the ishnos claim archivy of Mimina, Usher, Rekavam, Sula, and then come out and run to Mokshan. There is no Kaddish because there's no minion, so.
What do you guys prepare me? What's the app? What's the app? Where?
Okay, I muted it. Wait, let me put it in.
Okay, so hello everyone. Thank you everyone for coming.
Hi everyone.
Everybody mute.
So thank you everyone. Thank you everyone for coming to my first in history virtual bar mitzvah. Tonight, as you all know, why you guys are in your houses and not in the Beis Tfila Ulam, because we are in a very hard situation. I really would have wished that this was not going to be like this, but this is how it is, so I'm going to have to speak like this. I hope everyone can hear me. Okay, so tonight I'm going to talk about a few stuff. I don't have that much time, but I'm going to talk about a few stuff. By the way, if either Dr. Callis or Dr. Blass are here, please tell me when my time is coming to an end, okay? Great. So I'm going to talk about my connection to Rav Milinowitz et al. And to Rav Jacobson Shlita. I will talk about also my Sefer Chidushim, my hair. And I'm going to talk, and I'm going to say a few Dvar Torahs and thank yous. So I'm going to start with some stuff that Rav Milinowitz, I learned from Rav Milinowitz personally, that Rav Milinowitz told my father, which my father told me, he asked my father a question, and he said, why do we see more people now with that are wearing tchelas on their tzitzis, right? Now in these days, more people are wearing tchelas. So Rav Leibowitz said, why do they wear tchelas? Because they want to have connection to everything that's happening in this world, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's something that's not even happening, but in your possession, it could be anywhere in the world, you have to connect it. And that's the whole point of tchelas, right? Tchelas is connection. How do we connect to Hashem? How do you connect to Hashem with tchelas on your tzitzis, right? You look at the tchelas on your tzitzis, and then you remind yourself of the sea, because tchelas, the sea. Then when you remember the sea, you remember the sky. Remember the sky, you remember the kisei shekavod. Remember the kisei shekavod, you remember Hashem. That's how you connect to Hashem. So that's what Rabbi Leibowitz, that was one of the most memorable stuff I remember from Rabbi Leibowitz. And I have a story for you from Rabbi Leibowitz. I was 6 years old, and I went to shul on Shabbos for my first time. And I went over to shake Rabbi Leibowitz, the child's hand. And I shake his hand, and after about 3 seconds, he did not let go. So I looked up at him, and he looks me in the eyes, and he goes like this. Smile. Life is not that bad. So I smiled right back at him. What was I supposed to do? I smiled right back at him. And then I took it into my own heart, and I said, that's a good message. Always smile. Doesn't matter in what situation. Even though you're having a moment at home, and no one's there, smile. So that was a very memorable thing about Rabbi Leibowitz, and I hope you guys all remember that and take it into your hearts. Because always just smile. Life is not that bad. Even though we have corona, it's not that bad.
We don't have
corona. We're in the matzah. We're in the matzah. So now...
By the way, Rabbi Jacobson left already because he figures there's no competition. He's just taking over.
Okay. Okay. So if we were talking about connections already, so you guys all know what my Chiddushim paper is about. It's about connections, right? So I'm gonna say a few Dvar Torahs. But before that, you guys will appreciate the Dvar Torahs if I actually tell you the story behind the Sefer. Okay? So I'm gonna start with the story behind the Sefer, and then you guys are gonna appreciate a lot more. So I was 7, 8 years old, I was in second grade, and I come home one day with a chiddush to my father. I wasn't into chiddush, I wasn't into anything. I saw something cool, and I was like, oh, that's cool, a chiddush, so cool. So my father was like, wow, you have a nice, I see you have a lot of abilities. I think we should write a sefer called chiddushim. I mean, we didn't know it was called chiddushim yet, but actually my Uncle Tzvi, he actually gave me the name chiddushim, and I want to thank him a lot for that. I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And my father said, when we finish publishing it, we'll have a waffle party, which was meant to be the next year, which is actually right now, 5 years later. They're really bringing out the waffles. 1 second. You guys jealous yet? Jealous yet? So I'm going to, after the speech, of course, I don't want to eat it now and make my face all dirty. I'm going to have my waffles, okay? If you want to join me, you can make waffles and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm having the waffle party 5 years later. So you guys all want to know why? Why 5 years later, not a year later? So here comes the story, okay? So we started writing up all the chiddushim in the parsha orders. Every single parsha, we wrote a chiddush. We started from Kitisa, and from there, we kept them writing. Every single Motzei Shabbos, it was Motzei Shabbos, not on Shabbos, we did not write on Shabbos. We wrote a chiddush about every single parsha. And it was going amazingly. We thought we were going to finish in a month. It was not in a month, because we had to go to every parsha, but we thought we were going to finish it by the end of the year, we're finished. Little did we know that Hashem had different plans. As we see that Hashem always has different plans. So we started publishing it, right? My father actually bought me my waffle maker. That's how we made the waffles. He bought me it about 4 years ago. And I had the waffle, and I thought I was gonna have the waffle party. Never happened. Now it is. So we started writing it in English, and we were gonna send it to the publisher, which is my father's patient. And he was going to do a nice deal for us, and he was going to make our sefer, which he actually did. His name is Mazo Publishing. So what happened was we were writing the English, we were going pretty well. And then in the middle, of course, something always happens in the middle in our family, we had to move. Why? I don't know. Only Hashem knows. No one knows. Only Hashem knows. We moved, and that kind of slowed down the writing of the Chidushim Sefer. I wasn't so into it yet because I thought I had a long time. Like, you know, 3 years is a long time. I mean, I didn't know I was going to finish my Rav Mitzvah, but 3 years is a long time. So I wasn't so. We moved on to Zemitan, and about like 3 months later, who would have known my sister was diagnosed? And I was like, what? The Chidushim Sefer was literally shut down. Like, no one was dealing with it. And I was just like, what? I mean, I wanted to finish this. And for 8 months, I mean, I don't know how long it was, a year, we did not do anything. And it was just getting closer to my Rav Mitzvah. I was like, oh, I have 3 years to my Rav Mitzvah. We'll finish my Rav Mitzvah for sure. I mean, like, there's no way we're not going to. And so after my sister got healthy and fully recovered, Baruch Hashem, she was fine. And we continued writing the Sefer in English. And it was going pretty well. It was going a little slowly because my father had to go from Israel to America every month. But it was coming on pretty good. And we were writing it. And we got to the Hebrew part, and it was already a year before our Bar Mitzvah. And we were like, okay, we gotta finish this. And we were just like zooming through. Okay? So we were going through the Sefer, and we were almost finished, and it was already 6 months before our Bar Mitzvah. And Rosh Hashanah, like before Rosh Hashanah, a week before Rosh Hashanah, me and my father went on a pre-Bar Mitzvah Ukrainian trip. We went to Kiryat Tzadikim, and there we stopped by the Baal Shem Tov, by the Holiness Hotel, and we davened by his kever, which I'm actually going to say a few stories about the Baal Shem Tov. We davened by his kever that we finished the Sefer Bar Mitzvah. Like, we really davened. And the tefillos helped. So now you guys know the story behind the Chidushim. And now I'm going to say a few Dvar Torahs. So I'm going to start with the four Dvar Torahs of this week's Parsha, which is the Tazria Mitzara. So I'm going to start with Tazria Mitzara, then I'm going to say two more Dvar Torahs, and then hopefully you guys are going to be still want to watch my video, which is the most interesting part for some people. But for me, the Torah is the most interesting part. So it says, so you see in the word shemini in Tazria that what are the three stuff we do at a bris? It's actually very appropriate. We have the kisha shalem in our house, and I'm saying this Dvar Torah. My first nephew, woohoo, had his bris, and so this what do you do at a bris? So you do a bris, right? After 8 days, you do a bris. You give the baby a name, and you drink the wine, right? So it's actually a really cool chiddush that you see in the word shemini, shem and yayin, right? So you see in the word shemini, shem and yayin. Whereas the bris, the eighth day, which is shemini, actually is talking about the bris. So that's the one from Tazria I thought was really cool. And now, but the Torah, it's connected, so I'm just going to go straight into it. So it says, ushni tola'as in the Torah, and in Bereishis it says, et shnei meros ha'gdolim. What were the shnei meros? The moon and the sun, right? So we see that there's two ways to read Shni, right? You could write it, you could read it Shni, and you could read it Shnei, right? There are two different explanations. One is the Shni Talas, which is the Chutar Gaman. It was actually colored with Dia, and from a very low worm. And I thought maybe the connection was, who was the first one that said Lashon Hara in the world? Right? Who was the first one? The moon. The moon said Lashon Hara about the sun that he can't live with him. And he was complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can't live with him. So Hashem made him smaller. So that now you can live with him, right? You're happy? Great. So we see that was the first time. And Hashem, Hashem made him smaller, right? Hashem made the moon smaller. And you see that smaller if Hashem made the moon small, so he does not say Lashon Hara. Because the same thing with the worm. He's so small, he has nothing to complain about. Because he anyways is saying that he's small, so he has nothing to complain. If you have enough, you're not going to complain about it. You're not going to say Lashon Hara because you have nothing to look at of other people. So that was the connection between the two. That we see that the moon got smaller, and now if you're smaller, you don't say Lashon Hara. And the worm, the same thing, is smaller, and he's also very small. So actually, Dr. Callis, he wrote something from Rashi, and Rashi says that Talash Shani is a very low. It's a very low language. Like it's a word that's very low. And at the end, the moon was smaller. So you see that they're both small. And I thought that was actually a pretty good finish also. Now these are actually very, very interesting. Very interesting ones. This Truma one was the one before the last one, which took us a long time to actually do this one because we have to ask a lot of questions. I think we asked every single Rav and Rav HaMesh, if I'm not mistaken. So it says, "Vaydamar Hashem v'shalom." Right? This is the Truma. The Meir Amanei Shavu Yikuli Truma, Yikulos Tuma Ti, V'zos Truma. And it also says, "Tchelas V'Argaman." And you see in the Parshas of Tzitzis, in Parsha Shlach, it says, "Vaydamar Hashem v'shalom." The Meir Amanei Yisrael V'asulam Tzitzis. Again, in Truma it says, "The Meir Amanei Yisrael Yikuli Truma," and then it says, "V'natluah Tzitzis Yikulos Tuma Ti." And then it also said Til Techeles. It also said Techeles and Truma. It's the same exact thing. I thought it was so cool that Truma and Tzitzis is exactly the same psukim. Why? We did not know. We asked Rabbi Luna with Tzitzal. We asked so much people. They did not know. Nobody knew. So a few years ago, my father went Polish trip, his first Polish trip with my brother Asher, and they stopped over by the Baal Shem Tov before I went. It was a long time ago. So my father stopped by the Baal Shem Tov and he asked the question to the Baal Shem Tov. He also davened about other stuff, but he also about to find out an answer to the Baal Shem Tov. And believe it or not, he called me up right after he visited the grave of the Baal Shem Tov, and he said, "I got an answer." I said, how do you have an answer? Who do you ask? He said, the Baal Shem Tov. I was like, what? How do you ask the Baal Shem Tov? Isn't he not alive? And he's like, yeah, I went on his grave. I came up and like that. I got an answer. I was like, okay. But I'm just giving you advice. Do not come to him with questions when the Sheikh is coming because I don't think he has Ruach HaKodesh, but it's pretty cool that he came off the grave of the Baal Shem Tov and he got an answer. So I don't know whoever's familiar with the answer of the Baal Shem Tov, but if this sounds familiar from the Baal Shem Tov, so you guys will know that it's actually true. So it says, in Parshat Tzitzis, it says, "Lo tatur achrei nechem, achrei levchem v'achrei nechem." Don't go after your heart's desire, don't go after what your eyes see, right? Why? Because if you go after, you're going to keep on wanting more, and you're never going to be happy. The same thing with, and basically what happens is that your yetzer hara is just keep on wanting you more. The Gemara says, if you give someone 100, what is he going to want? 200. If you give him 200, what is he going to want? 300. He's always going to want more. He's never going to be happy. Even if you look at the richest guys in the world, they lose 1 million, they're not happy. Even though they have billions more, they're not happy. They're never happy. They always want more. So that's why I think that's the tzitzis, right? So we see from tzitzis that it's, you see that lotatur, right? And in truma, what is truma all about? You're giving what you have, right? You're giving everything that you have. So I saw that truma is actually, you're basically telling Hashem, like, nothing's mine. The money that I own is yours. So if nothing's mine, why should I go after my eyes and my heart? Why would I want more? It's not mine. So the more I want, it's just all going to you. It's like you're working for your boss. All the money's going to him. You're not doing anything. So why would you continue on? Why would you want to work more? You would stop working. You would stop going after your eyes. And you would just realize that nothing is yours. So you see also, and also here it says tcheles, right? Tcheles. What's tcheles? You remind yourself of Hashem. The same thing I said that Rabbi Linu had said. You remind yourself of Hashem. And then if you remind yourself of Hashem, you know that Hashem is always watching. You're not going to want to go after your eyes. You're always going to connect to Hashem. And you're always going to see that everything's Hashem. You're going to connect to Hashem. And I thought that was a really cool connection in between the two. And whoever thinks that was like kind of from the Baal Shem Tov should actually raise their hand, because that would actually be cool. Now I'm going to go to the next parsha, which was the last parsha we wrote. This was the hardest parsha to write on. We actually skipped it to the end, and we started writing it. We skipped it because it was too hard. But you see that in mitzvahs, sometimes you skip, but you're always going to want to go back. You see, like in Avraham Avinu, the Satan was trying to get him down. He was pitting water, making mountains, making him suffocate, making him, and he did not want Avram to do the task that Hashem wanted him to do. And why did Avram do it? Because he knew that if he does not, he's going to regret it. So he stuck to a plan, and he did it, right? So he didn't skip on the plan. I mean, I'm not saying that what I did was wrong. I mean, maybe it was, but I just skipped on it so that I came back, and it was actually a nicer chiddush. So this chiddush was, it's also about Anava. I mean, everything is about Anava. And if I want to name this chiddush, it's called the Never Giving Up Chiddush. That's one of the most important lessons in life that Rabbi Lodos actually taught us. Never give up. Does not matter where you are. Even if the water's up to your nose, which we see in Tanakh, a lot of times the water gets up to a lot of people, a lot of people's noses. They do not give up. And what happens? Amaze happens. They're fine. So never give up. So it says in the Talmud, Misal Matzal, Asher Lifnei Hashem. So in Tetzaveh, Hashem tells Aaron to take Misal Matzah, and then he has to do Tznufa. Okay? In Vayeshev, at the end of Vayeshev, Yosef is thrown in jail, and Sar HaOfim tells him his dream. What was his dream? He had three baskets on his head. And on the top of the basket, there was fresh baked goods, right? Fresh baked goods. The best bread ever on his head. And he sees in his dream, a few moments later, birds come and eat the bread. So he asks himself, what is the pattern of the dream? So he said that the three baskets, the basket on the top is you, and you're going to be hanged on a tree, like just not like on your head, you're going to be hanged, and the birds are going to eat your body. So why, what's the connection between those two? So you see that Aaron, what did he take? Matos. What's matos? It's very thin. Thin is anava. You also see that kapei Aaron. What does kapei come from? Kfifut. What does kfifut mean? Everybody see a Talmud Chacham walking? How does he walk? Kfifut. He goes like that. Right? He doesn't have gav. He doesn't pick his head up and show that he is a Talmud Chacham. He has anivus. And you see that Aaron and Moshe had tremendous, tremendous anivus. What did they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'anachnu ma? What are we? Nothing. We see that all the greatest sages in Tanakh, in Torah history, were tremendous anavim. And we see that the Sar HaOfer was his, if you would put something on his forehead, it would say, Gaiva. That's what he is. Why? He has everything on his head, right? He has on his head. The head is the top of your body, the most highest part of your body. And that shows that you're the best. And you see that he has bread. Bread is nefichus, it gets bigger. He has gavah, he's getting bigger. He wants to get bigger and show that he's the best. And you see that they're the two opposite. And Aaron did tznufa. He had so much nefichus. He had a serious nefesh to pick up whatever he had to pick up, it's Nufa. He needed so much cost. And even though he had so much aniva, he was able to do that. And the same thing with the Sar HaOfim. They picked him up onto a tree, and that was the end of him. So I actually, this was the last one, and we actually wrote it on Chav Gimel Adar. Chav Gimel Adar was a lot of stuff. One, the day that they started the Miluim. I thought that was cool. I'm talking about the Miluim about the Tnufa. That was tremendously cool. We wrote it on Chav Gimel Adar. That's when they started. Chav Gimel Adar was also the years of the Chidush Yarim. And I'm actually going to say a story about my brother and about my father's first trip to Poland. So they went to Poland, and they were meant to come back, and their flight was delayed due to a snowstorm. And they were put up in a hotel, and there was actually Chav Gimel Adar. And they wanted to go to the Yurtzeit of the Chidush Yarim. They wanted to go. They were actually really close. They were right next to Warsaw. They were going to go they went to the Chiddush Arim. It was very close. It was very brashad that the flight was delayed. So they went there, and it was. I'll tell you. My father wanted me to say the names of whoever was on there so that they feel good. It was Avi Factor, Aaron Kramer, and Beryl Loring. My father and my brother, they were there. They wanted to daven by the ger from the Hadmor Miger, which is the Chiddush Arim, which is called Chiddush Arim. That's my name of my sefer, just without the Chiddushim. And they came to the gate, and there was a ton of snow, and the gate was bolt locked. It was tall, it was strong. There was no way to get past. My brother screamed out. He said, "We have to be moser nefesh for the Chiddush Arim." So he went over to the gate and he bended the bars, so that everyone could get it. And they did. They got in and they danced and sung by the Chiddush Arim camera. And actually, people still tell my father that the bars are still bent till today, and you can actually get a fine from the jail, like put in jail forever in Poland. So, and they danced there in Chav Gimel Adar. Chav Gimel Adar, a year later, we wrote this Chiddush, and I thought it was very appropriate to have Moshe Nefesh in my Chiddush. So those are the stuff I want to say from the Chiddush Sefer. And now, I'm going to say some words of thanks, and then we're going to actually, whoever wants to see the original Chiddush Sefer, it's kind of ruined, but yeah, this is where we originally wrote everything, and this means a lot to me. So now I'm going to say some words of thanks, and then the favorite part. So the first people I want to actually thank is the Kihila, my community, everyone that is always looking up to me and always helping out. You guys, the Kila is basically my home, and I feel that they actually are guiding me and really, really taking care of me. I want to thank, I know that he's for sure listening up there in Gan Eden, and he's listening with all the Avos and all the Rebbeim, Ramalinu Zatzal. He's listening, I know he is, and I want to thank him. Him and his representative Shetichi and Mary Sue. I want to thank them for everything they did for my family. And I know they did a lot, like a lot. I usually come into the house and my father's on the phone with Rabbi Linowitz. What should we do about this one? What should we do about that? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? All the questions went to Rabbi Linowitz. And what did he do? He answered. He answered in a day. He stayed up the whole entire night just to answer. And I want to thank him and his representative for answering and for really taking care of us and making sure that we're on the right path. And I know that they're both listening. They're both listening to what I have to say. And I hope they have, I hope Rami Linowitz is dancing and singing in Gan Eden for me. I want to thank Rav Jacobson for taking in a very hard task in Beis Tefillah, is being the Rav. And he's doing a tremendous, tremendous job. Like, really. I mean, like, he's really, really doing a great job. I want to thank... I want to thank the two most people that I know in Beis Tefillah, which is Rabbi Callis and Rabbi Stern, which they're both listening, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for doing, I know it doesn't seem like you guys did so much, but you guys did a lot. Whether it's Dr. Stern fixing my teeth, whether it's Dr. Callis teaching me some stuff, even though he thinks he didn't, he really taught me a lot. He added to my Chiddush Sefer, Dr. Stern for always being there and always helping, and both of them, they're really a really big part also in my life. I don't know if any of my friends are listening, but if they are, you guys don't have to tell me. I'm sure you guys are. I want to thank my friends, my Rav, and my Menahal for always guiding me and being the best friends, the best Rebbeim, and making sure I'm on the right path, not going from side to side. I'm sticking on the right path, learning Torah, and doing everything I'm supposed to do. And I really want to thank them. They're a really big part of my life. I want to thank my aunts and uncles and cousins from far and near. Whether you're in America locked down in your house, like literally locked down. You can't even go outside 1 foot. Whether you're in Yerushalayim, whether you're in Efrat, doesn't matter where you are. I just want to tell you, you guys are a big, 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 big part of my heart. It doesn't matter where my heart could be, in the bottom, could be on the top, but they're a big part of my heart, and I really want to thank them. They've been amazing, 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 and really, I want to thank them. They're almost one of the biggest parts of my life. I want to thank. That they're watching this, and I think that Oprah's actually drizzling tears down his eyes, and I really want to thank them, like really, really, really. They did a lot. Safta sewing my tefillin bag, Oprah sending me mazel tovs and sending me hugs and kisses, even though you can't do that actually, but he's sending it to me virtually, and I know that they did a lot, a lot, a lot. I want to thank my best, Bubby and Zadie. They've done a lot.
Wait, Sam, wait. Sam,
I'm waiting to be unfrozen. Okay. I want to thank my Bubby and Zadie. They did a lot for me. And I know that they're looking at me. I could actually see them. And thank you. Thank you for everything you guys have done. And really, you guys have done a lot. Even though you guys are a few miles away, but you guys are not that far. You guys come visit a lot. You guys, Bubby tells stories virtually. And she doesn't give up. She doesn't give up seeing her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And I hope she has a lot of nachas from all of them. Now I'm gonna go over to my family. I wanna thank Yael Shira. Woo! We're always making the best food ever. I wish you actually lived here 24/7 to make me suffer every single night. And I mean, like, of course my mother makes good supper also, but like she's a great, great cook, and she's been a big part of my life, going taking care of me when I was young, even though I don't remember, but I know that she did. And she actually made me a cake, believe it or not. I wanna thank David, my coolest and best brother-in-law. You know, he's only here for 4 or 5 years, 4.5 years. I still feel, and I wish he was my actually real brother.
No offense
to anyone. I'm not offending anyone. I'm saying thank you. I'm making them feel good, right? I want to thank Shifra for being very, very lovable, very careable, always making sure I'm wearing tzitzis and a white shirt to Minion. And I really want to thank her because she actually really helps me a lot to stay on the right path. Thank you. I want to thank Yosef for being the Talmud Chacham in our family. And I don't know what we would have done without a Talmud Chacham like him. And I want to thank him also for breaking the high score of the height in the German family. Thank you. Thank you, Asher. For being the best, biggest brother. I mean, the only biggest brother. But the best, biggest brother. The toughest, the most lovable. He's always caring about me, always thinking about me.
You heard him.
And even though sometimes not here, but I know he's always thinking of me, and he did a lot to come here tonight, and I really appreciate that. I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate so much. He had to do so much to get off his base to come tonight, and I was really surprised, and thank you, Ashley, for coming on tonight. It means a lot to me. Thank you, everyone. No offense to anyone else. Everyone else is also role models, but thank you for being the role model and showing us to never, never give up. To never, never give up. Thank you, Tamima. I was going to say for writing Man Hunts, but thank you, Tamima, for always making sure I do not walk out of the house with two different pairs of socks or something like that. I always have to look menschy, and thank you for making the house clean at all times. It makes us live better and actually feel in a better environment. Thank you, Bashama, for being the best youngest sister. Very, very cute, and I hope you actually grow up next year to your bat mitzvah. Not like this, but you should grow up, have a really cool party, and I know you are, and you really done a lot in my life. Thank you. Thank you, Momo, for being the best youngest brother. He's actually, I mean, I'm very happy I have a younger brother to actually, doesn't matter what I do with him, but I have a lot of stuff to do with him. Like, whether it's from giving him toys to breaking his tooth, to whatever it was, to smush his cheeks when he was born. I still remember that, smushing his cheeks when he was born. And thank you for being a younger brother and a really, really cute, adorable brother. Woo. I'm going down another generation. Thank you, Adasa, Tamar, Zipora, and Shani. I hope I did not get any. You're not a girl. I want to thank those four for being the cutest and most adorable nieces ever. And I hope they grow up to being tremendous, 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 tremendous Rebbetzins and just always going in the way of Hashem. I want to thank my only nephew, Shalom, which I'm very happy is a nephew. I was wishing right now that I have a nephew at my bar mitzvah. And my wish come true. So I should wish for more stuff so that they also come true. But I want to thank him for being cute. Even though he's alive for a month, he's still cute and he done a lot in my life. I want to thank Imara. All the animals' skin and turn them into a cloth and take all the water in the middle and turn it into deal. I could not write how much I thank them. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you so much for Abba, for writing the Sefer, for never giving up on me, for always pushing me to do the right stuff for Ima. Without Ima, there will be nothing. I would not have anything for my bar mitzvah, even though there was no coronavirus. Nothing. I would not have a Kriyas Torah downstairs on Monday and on Shabbos. She really got a lot for me, and I have no words to thank them. And I really want to thank them. They are the biggest thank you in my life. Even though we're in a hard situation, I want to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because even though we're in a hard situation, I'm going to thank him because it doesn't mean you can't thank him. And tomorrow morning, we're going to say hala. Even though we're in the middle of this crazy epidemic, we're still going to say hala. Why? Because we believe that it's going to for the good of us. And I want to say thank you for at least I'm here. I mean, like, I'm not up there. I'm here. And I want to thank him for every single breath I take, which I did not take any of this speech. But every breath I take, I want to thank him. And now for the video.
Thank you everyone for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And just turn it on.
Zoltav, Mazel Tov.
I guess I was still listening to the one before. We're on to it.
What?
First thing we can
see, we can see. No. Depends how you look at it.
Now it's gonna be my brother's.
Even blast is there.
Wait a minute.
He spoke. He gave a speech. He has an amazing speaker.
Yeah, you can see that.
Really good.
Abba, wait a minute. You need to do the password.
What? Password for what? For Green Talent? Is this one not on?
Excuse me.
Okay. Which one's on?
Make it bigger. Make it bigger.
Forget, and these are the days. And these are the days.
These are the days.
Na 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 na
side, 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 side. It's clear that this night is different from all other nights, 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 nights. Cut the banter. Now Zadie's making theater, so we stand up. We say foray, free hug of and wish I could kneel. My Sparty cousin to you. Rice, 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 rice. Baby, tonight, sitting at a seating of lemon bread. Flavorful, that's how I like my matzo balls. Got Pharaoh to let my people go, so we celebrate with unrisen dough. And yes, we'll make a fuss. Got a relative sitting next to us, little brother asking for questions, and I'm about to dip some vegetable. Going back for cups of wine, and after dinner time, the Afikoman I must find. So let's go, let's go. Tonight the Seder's ours, ours, ours. Made your dessert is par, 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 par. If it's hummus, we will starve, 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 starve. Because it's P-A-S-S-O-V-E-R. Horseradish burns my tongue, 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 tongue. There's matzo in my tongue, 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 tongue. The table's full of crumbs, crumbs, crumbs. Crumbs, because it's P-A-S-S-O-V-E-R. Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup. Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup.
Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup.
Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup.
2, 3.
So put your hands up as we tell the story how we got our freedom. Pitsiki's trial, Mimi trying. My tummy's filling up, but my heart is filling with pride, 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 pride.
It's ready tonight. Sitting, got a seating, I'm living red.
A grenade for ya. Throw my head on a babe for ya. I jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya.
And got rid of the hummus. Now the Seder's where I go. Me and my fam at the table eating matzah like the Hebrews long ago. So come over, we start Passover Seder by blessing the wine, and we washing our hands, and we grab parsley, dip it in the salt water, and break the middle matzah in half.
And now it's singing like, girl, you know I want matzah. Matzah was handmade by my father before me. Thanking God that we were free, let out of slavery in Mitzrayim. Said boys, now we'll drink 4 cups, spill for the place, and go walk with the magid. Thanking God that we were free, thanking God that we were free.
I'm feeling love from my Seder crew. Gonna rock out the Dayenu. Chagad Yala and Adiru. Next year in Yerushalayim.
tonight, family fills the room. And the kitchen smells like soup. For 8 days we're saying thank you to God who took us out of its rhyme.
Money's time, money's time.
Took us out of Mitzrayim. For 8 days we're saying thank you to God who took us out of Mitzrayim.
Questions again before the meal can begin, and eat the matzah off our father's ate. They had the leaves with flea, no time to egg yeast. Now we've got unleavened bread on the plate. Take a bite of the mar so we remember the horrors of our lives as Egyptians slaves. And for roots of the deaths, we put it on matzah and then eat hila sandwich, then shulchan aray.
And we're singing like, girl, you know I want matzah. Matzah was handmade by my papi for me. Thanking God that we were freed, let out of slavery. Mitzrayim, sick boys, now we'll drink four cups. Spill for the place and go on with the magid. Thanking God that we were freed, thanking God that we were freed.
Dayenu, feeling love from a Seder crew. Gonna rock out to Dayenu. Chagadiyah and Adira, next year in Yerushalayim. Tonight family fills the room, and the kitchen smells like soup. For 8 days we're saying thank you to God who took us out of Mitzrayim. 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 Now you knew it, I got ya and not you. I'm feeling love from my Seder crew.
Come on to the Seder, come on. Come on to the Seder, come on. Come on, Bobby Zadie, come on. Come on to the Seder, come on. Come on to the Seder, come on. Come on to the Seder, come on. Come on, Bobby Zadie, come on. Come on to the Seder, come on. I'm feeling love from my Seder. Tonight family fills the room, and the kitchen smells like soup. For 8 days we're saying thank you to God who took us out of Mitzrayim.
The day is finally coming. My rabbi says I'm stunning. You're all invited to the shul. The whole affair is catered. We hide all the waiters. I'm bringing all my friends from school.
Amazing how this place looks. I'll put the pics on Facebook. This party's gonna be so cool.
And now I'm on a mission. As I embrace tradition, I'm gonna change the world.
That came before me. Oh, what a way to turn 13. I've studied so much Torah, and like a supernova, I will explode onto the scene.
They tell me I'm a man now. I couldn't understand how, but now I realize what it.
Three, four. Hey, 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 hey,
guys. Get ready. Give him a nice ride. Nice ride. Yeah, give him a good ride. Bye, guys.
I'm gonna send the video out to everyone. Probably did not see it because it was broke.
Yo, guys.
Mazda. That's an office.
Mazel tov, Shimon Aryeh. Mazel tov, Shimon Aryeh.
I'm trying to do this and get out of it.
Mazel tov.
I'm a cappella.
Mazel tov, Shimon.
Mazel tov.
Love you all.
Oh, grandparents. Oh, those are the ones we know.
Right. Bless you
so beautiful.
Mazel tov. The Germans and Mazel tov to Shem and Aryeh.
Give him a bracha, Mo. Give him a bracha. Give him a
that is
a bracha.
Exactly what it looks like in the
yeah,
photo.
Yeah. Jim and Aryeh.
Yeah.
To be happy, healthy, successful in all endeavors. Source of nachas to parents, grandparents, siblings, nephews, nieces. Happiness, health, success with everything to at least 120.
Amen.
Jim and Aryeh, next step.
I'm sorry.
And then Aryeh, now we have to find you a shidduch.
You're too early for that.
You remember when you had us like the post earlier this afternoon? That is when that last ate.
Thank you everyone for coming.
Okay. Yes, wonderful. Thank you.
You want to stay for dancing? You guys could join in the dancing on your own screen.
Everybody.
Yeah,
Eri Masu, yeah. Eri Masu.
Mazel Tov, everybody, and good Chodesh Tov and good Shabbos.
Chodesh Tov, Mazel Tov to everybody.
Hey, Dan.
Back on.
Daniela.
Remember Tully, the big clapping on his back?
From Daniela. Yeah.
Is that what she's doing?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
I can chat with one person.
Breaking up the stuff in the back and the rocks.
Amy, come here. There's Trima.
What does the hot stuff do? Break up the mucus?
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's why they tell you to drink hot tea when you're sick.
You're pulling all that in.
Remember, it was
Rosh Tov,
right?
Yeah, it's what.
Now, you can also
drinking,
sorry.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel tov. Okay, everybody, thank you for coming. We're gonna continue the party at home, and you guys can do that too.
Yeah.
We've been doing that. Thanks for coming. Have a great Shabbos, everyone. Love you. Bye. Checks can be made out to Ellie Gurman. The Shimonari.
Liquid. Oh, yes, he was the liquid.
No. Copy of the email. My father. Eliashu.
They had, he used to live in Crown Heights at one point.
But they didn't really say too much about him.
I think that was. I think it was him. Yeah. It was a friend.
Don't say
it wasn't that old.
Yes.
I think it was in the 70s. That's not so old. It was good, didn't it?
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
I think he's drunk.
He's been a strong.